Hello, like-minded souls. You are listening to Soul Touching Poems. Poetry is so important in our lives because it helps us understand and appreciate the world around us. Robert Frost said, "Poetry is when an emotion has found its thought and the thought has found words." Today, I'll be reciting a poem written by Patricia Lockwood named Rape Joke. It is a prose poem that recounts an experience of sexual assault. Rapist is referred as the rape joke. The rapist assaulted the speaker one night when she was 19. She went through the trauma for years, and after 10 years, she chooses to write about it. Throughout the poem, the theme of helplessness resonates with the aid of several rhetorical devices. She also recognizes the power of humor. Best said by Lockwood herself, "You don't ever have to write about it, but if you do, you can write about it any way you want." Let's listen to her. The rape joke is that you were 19 years old. The rape joke is that he was your boyfriend. The rape joke, it wore a goatee. Imagine the rape joke looking in the mirror, perfectly reflecting back itself and grooming itself to look more like a rape joke. It thinks, yes, a goatee. No offense. The rape joke is that he was 7 years older. The rape joke is that you had known him for years. Since you were too young to be interesting to him, you liked that he was offered interesting, as if you were a piece of knowledge that someone could be desperate to acquire, to assimilate, and to spit back out in different form through his goateed mouth. Then suddenly you were older, but not very old at all. The rape joke is that you had been drinking wine coolers. Wine coolers? Who drinks wine coolers? People who get raped, according to the rape joke. The rape joke is he was a bouncer and kept people out for a living. Not you. The rape joke is that he carried a knife and would show it to you and would turn it over and over in his hands as if it were a book. He wasn't threatening you, you understood? He just really liked his knife. The rape joke is he once almost murdered a dude by throwing him through a plate glass window. The next day he told you and he was trembling, which you took as evidence of his sensitivity. How can a piece of knowledge be stupid? But of course, you were so stupid. The rape joke is that sometimes he would tell you you were going on a date and then take you over to his best friend PB's house and make you watch wrestling while they all got high. The rape joke is that his friend was named PB. Okay. The rape joke is that he worshipped The Rock. Like the dude was completely in love with The Rock. He thought it was so great what he could do with his eyebrow. The rape joke is he called wrestling a soap opera for men. Men love drama too, he assured you. The rape joke is that his bookshelf was just a row of paperbacks about serial killers. You mistook this for an interest in history, and laboring under this misapprehension, you once gave him a copy of Gunter Grass's My Century, which he never even tried to read. It gets funnier. The rape joke is that he kept a diary. I wonder if he wrote about the rape in it. The rape joke is that you read it once and he talked about another girl. He called her Miss Geography and said, quote, he didn't have those urges when he looked at her anymore, unquote. Not since he met you. Close call, Miss Geography. The rape joke is that he was your father's high school student and your father taught world religion. You helped him clean out his classroom at the end of the year and he let you take home the most beat up textbooks. The rape joke is that he knew you when you were 12 years old. He once helped your family move two states over, and you drove from Cincinnati to St. Louis with him all by yourselves, and he was kind to you, and you talked the whole way. He had jaw in his mouth the entire time, and you told him he was disgusting, and he laughed and spat the juice through his goatee into a Mountain Dew bottle. The rape joke is that, come on, you should have seen it coming. The rape joke is practically writing itself. The rape joke is that you were face down. The rape joke is you were wearing a pretty green necklace that your sister had made for you. Later, you cut that necklace up. The mattress felt a specific way, and your mouth felt a specific way opened against it, as if you were speaking, but you know you were not. As if your mouth were open 10 years into the future reciting a poem called Rape Joke. The rape joke is that time is different, becomes more horrible and more habitable, and accommodates your need to go deeper into it. Just like the body, which more than a concrete form is a capacity. You know the body of time is elastic, can take almost anything you give it, and heals quickly. The rape joke is that of course there was blood, which in human beings is so close to the surface. The rape joke is you went home like nothing happened and laughed about it the next day and the day after that, and when you told people you laughed, and that was the rape joke. It was a year before you told your parents because he was like a son to them. The rape joke is that when you told your father, he made the sign of the cross over you and said, I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, which, even in its total wrongheadedness, was so completely sweet. The rape joke is that you were crazy for the next 5 years and had to move cities and had to move states, and whole days went down into the sinkhole of thinking about why it happened. Like you went to look at your backyard and suddenly it wasn't there. And you were looking down into the center of the earth, which played the same red event perpetually. The rape joke is that after a while you weren't crazy anymore, but close call, Miss Geography. The rape joke is that for the next 5 years, all you did was write and never about yourself, about anything else, about apples on the trees, about islands, dead poets and the worms that irritated them. And there was no warm body in what you wrote. It was elsewhere. The rape joke is that this is finally artless. The rape joke is that you do not write artlessly. The rape joke is if you write a poem called Rape Joke, you were asking for it to become the only thing people remember about you. The rape joke is that you asked why he did it. The rape joke is he said he didn't know. Like, what else would a rape joke say? The rape joke said you were the one who was drunk. And the rape joke said you remembered it wrong, which made you laugh out loud for one long split open second. The wine coolers won the Bartels and Jamies, but it would be funnier for the rape joke if they were. It was some pussy flavor like passionate mango or destroyed strawberry, which you drank down without question and trustingly in the heart of Cincinnati, Ohio. Can rape jokes be funny at all is the question. Can any part of the rape joke be funny? The part where it ends, haha, just kidding. Though you did dream of killing the rape joke for years, spilling all of its blood out and telling it that way. The rape joke cries out for the right to be told. The rape joke is that this is just how it happened. The rape joke is that the next day he gave you pet sounds. No, really, pet sounds. He said he was sorry and then he gave you pet sounds. Come on, that's a little bit funny. Admit it. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. I hope the poem stirred you up. Have a good day or good night.